Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A suspected Chinese spy balloon the size of three city buses is being monitored by the U.S. government over Montana. Canadian officials have reported they may have found a second instance. Reports indicate President Biden wanted to shoot it out of the sky, but military advisors have since advised President Biden against it, claiming the debris could pose a safety threat to the people on the ground in this sparsely populated state. The House has relieved Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of her duties on a key committee.
The ayes are 218, the nays are 211. The resolution is adopted.
The House voted in favor of ousting the Minnesota Democrat from the Foreign Affairs Committee as punishment for controversial comments. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We're not removing her from other committees. We just do not believe when it comes to foreign affairs, especially the responsibility of that position around the world with the comments that you make. She shouldn't serve there.
Omar's controversial comments were about Israel and the 9/11 strike on our country. I'm Dave Collins.
Shall not be infringed with regards to the Second Amendment supersedes California lawmakers, but the California Department of Justice has decided to ignore the federal ruling. California leaders vowed to double down their efforts to protect people from guns following a federal court's decision Thursday to strike down a law that prohibited people with domestic violence restraining orders from getting a gun. The state's Department of Justice said the rule in California remains in effect despite the federal ruling. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
Only furthers my resolve to continue California's rightful position as a leader in the gun safety movement.
Good news, the monthly jobs report says over 500,000 jobs were added to the United States in January. USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Colorado is seeing a sharp spike in gas prices recently. Skylar McKinney with AAA Colorado says prices rising for the fourth straight week is a direct result of the Suncor refinery shutting down.
How quickly they're rising in Colorado is almost entirely attributable to the fact that we lost a lot of our supply here in the state, and it just costs more to truck, train, and pipeline fuel into Colorado than refine it on site.
A series of safety concerns resulted in the shutdown at the end of December. Skylar says a March opening date is projected for the Suncor refinery.
That's the time of the year generally when we start to see gas prices tick up anyway because of seasonal demands. It is in the springtime when folks go on spring vacation into the summer months.
As Republican lawmakers express police reform must be done at the state level, President Biden is hoping the death of Tyree Nichols leads to swift congressional action on police reform at the federal level.
How can we make some progress on police reform of consequence and the violence in our communities?
Biden made the comments Thursday before he and Vice President Harris met with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
I listened to Al Sharpton's eulogy, which I thought was first rate.
Before the meeting began, Biden said his hope was that this dark memory spurs some action that we've all been fighting for. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you're exactly right. It's proving not to be easy because the forces are very well entrenched. There's no doubt about it. This is all by design, ladies and gentlemen, and a real test. You know, are we going to be a constitutional republic? You know, Benjamin Franklin says, what we got, if you can keep it. And boy, I'll tell you, the forces are there to make sure that it's not kept. I mean, it is that blatant. I mean, here we are in today's America. We've got a Chinese spy balloon floating above overhead. I don't know, what was it, to celebrate Joe Biden's birthday or something late in coming? Or early in coming, whatever it is, Ilhan Omar is finally released from a highly critical committee. I mean, it's amazing that she's lasted this long, and there's so much more to talk about. And so we've got Liz Peek here to help us out and kind of, you know, dole all this out. Not to mention the fact the State of the Union and something that you might expect might occur. So that'll be fun to talk about that as well. Fox News contributor Liz Peek is with us. Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm stunned by the jobs number, which was way, way more than expected. And frankly, I don't find it credible. But, you know, with all the January revisions and various other things that impact these numbers, who knows what the real number is? But this doesn't even make sense to me. So, you know, either I'm completely out in left field or all the other signals we've been receiving about the economy are wrong. And this one jobs number is right. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, deja vu all over again. This is, you know, all a memory, a recall of what happened during the Obama-Biden years, right? I mean, every number constantly came with an asterisk. You know, they gave you one number one month, and the next month it was a course correct deal. So, yeah, I don't blame you. Go ahead.
It's very strange. I mean, the estimate was 186,000 jobs. That's not something that just comes conjured out of thin air. What the number for your listeners who don't know was 517,000. By the way, Biden will really play this up in his State of the Union address. It's very handy to him to have this walloping big number come in just before he's ready to address the nation. And we know that Biden's number one claim to fame is that they've added lots of jobs. From my perspective, what they've done is get the economy back where it was, because
exactly.
The economy has basically reopened. But you'll hear a lot about this. And I'm not saying that they're cooking the books or something, but I have to say the number does not compute with the fact that we know that manufacturing is trending down. Retail is wobbly right now. And, of course, January is always a strange month for retail. Construction, housing is falling off. So I don't really know where all these job additions were. We'll see.
Right. Well, and you have all those tech layoffs as well, too, Liz, in the mix.
Tech layoffs, which are not huge numbers. I heard someone say that the number that we just saw, the 517,000, reflects earlier the first half of the month data that was collected, and a lot of the job losses were in the second half. I don't know that I particularly believe that. But anyway, here's the other thing. Wages actually actually increased very modestly versus December and also year over year, lesser gains than we saw in December. So with that kind of spurt of hiring, it's hard to imagine that wage increases decelerated in January, but that's what's being reported. So to be honest, Bill, I would think we might see some pretty big revisions to this number down the road, but the only part of it that does make sense to me is leisure and hospitality. We know that hotels and restaurants and stuff are still struggling to hire, and they hire an awful lot of people in the lower end of the income spectrum. Those are, many of them, people who have been getting from the government increased benefits and so forth, and it may well be that it took a while for those hires to go up significantly. I mean, I'm sure you've been in a restaurant where they say, well, we wish the service were better, but
exactly.
We just can't hire people. It's like, whatever.
Right.
But anyway, so, I mean, maybe that's a solid number, but the rest of it, I really don't get it at all.
Yeah, as far as hotels are concerned, you're having fun there in New York. I mean, they're just filling them up with illegals, and then they try to move them out,
yeah,
and they go, hey,
exactly.
No, we like room service here at the Plaza, you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, what an offensive story that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just do we have tens of thousands of people who were in the country illegally, who crossed into the country illegally, sent to New York. The federal government's doing nothing to help this city and state of New York. And so, you know, everyone's scrambling to make sure they're not sleeping out in the cold when it's 15 degrees. So we put them up in a 3-star hotel. And here's what is sort of ironic, and no one's really reporting this. These are single males. So
yes.
They're being shipped out now to some facility outside of Manhattan, and they're furious about it. But the hotel is needed for families. So you would think these are their own countrymen, I presume, a lot of them.
No.
You'd think they'd have some sympathy for women and children and families needing better accommodations than single men. But apparently it's the minibar, phenomenon. They don't want to let it go.
Well, this idea of women and children first, is this an exclusive, American thing, an American-centric thing, or what, you know?
I doubt it, it's pretty heartless, and honestly, I just think the whole thing's pretty offensive. I mean, look, there are a lot of New Yorkers who are homeless.
Yes,
and
exactly.
They're not getting put up in a 3-star hotel, and it's some, you know, Bill, without diverting our conversation, this is what had to happen in this country. People had to begin to look at this influx of people over our southern border, which now numbers, by the way, under Joe Biden, over 5 million people have entered our country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a number I'm reporting. That's a number reported by the federal government. Not all those people stay, to be sure. A number are deported, but it's probably 2.5 million who are in the country now since Joe Biden took office, who have no right to be here. And Americans, thank you, Governors Abbott and Ducey and DeSantis, for sending these people to Philadelphia, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York, and other cities and towns, because otherwise, if you're just watching the liberal media, you have no idea what's going on at the southern border. Now, people in New York who obediently watch CBS News and they read the New York Times, now they get it, that these people are here and that they're paying for it. I think at the end of the day, it's like climate change. If you have to open your own wallet and fund the illegal immigration into this country, maybe your view begins to change. And I think that's what's happening.
Well, to your point, the people have been forced to open their wallets and support these things that they don't believe in. You know, from open borders, the illegal immigration, and what you're talking about, the people have been apprehended. We're talking another maybe 1.5 to 2 million gotaways. And you're talking, you know, and if they're gotaways, they're not, I mean, it leaves you in the realm of the conspiratorial. I get that. But you, common sense would say they're not here to do America good. If they're secretly crossing the border and they're taking advantage of the weakness of our border, because the cartels are they're very strategically impacting a particular sector to take border control interests away from other areas so that they can scoot in and become a gotaway, right?
Yeah. That, I mean, look, I agree with you 100%. We know 100 people on the terror watch list have come across the border and been apprehended. To your point, my guess is that would-be terrorists or whatever are a little cleverer and more determined to be, hide out and to evade law enforcement. So my guess is we have no idea who's crossed our southern border, and it's an outrage.
I'm with you on that. Liz Peek, more from her after this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek with us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, it should be interesting. We've got the State of the Union coming up next week. And I think there's probably several things we can expect, you know, from this year's State of the Union address. It'll come up on Tuesday, the 7th. Republicans, you know, they invited the president with a little fuss, okay? Didn't, you know, it wasn't like the Nancy Pelosi days where you had, well, will he, will she invite him or not? No, you know, Leader McCarthy's, no, come on in. We need to hear this. Biden will insist everything is hunky-dory, already being led by these incredible, you know, labor numbers that you reported on in the first segment. He'll keep the pressure on those money-grubbing corporate elites. You know, we're going to blame them and go after them because they've, you know, they're reporting record profits. And, of course, the same money-grubbing elites are the ones who paid for his election. Vitriol is just to refuse,
exactly.
Right? It's just to get us to think that maybe he really cares about us, right? And meanwhile, you know, it's us that are getting the shaft. There might even be a few Joe Wilson-type involuntary responses. I just anticipate that could possibly happen. If you remember when Joe Wilson couldn't help himself and just, you know, was, no, that's a lie. And then,
yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Goodness, how irreverent, right? Joe Wilson, you know, just uttered those famous words. Dems will be on their feet more than Republicans. Not sure what the over-under is. I'm still trying to figure this out on what Supreme Court justice will fall asleep. Right?
Yeah, well, I hope that Biden doesn't try and give a call out to his most recent addition to the Supreme Court because he can't remember her name.
Right, exactly.
You know, well, look, this is, I mean, I a number of things. Joe Biden is going to take credit for, again, bringing the economy back to life. We know that process was well underway when he took office. And one of the biggest lies of the Biden administration is that he inherited a desperate, failing economy. It is not true. Mm-hmm. The economy had rebounded sharply in the fourth quarter of 2020, and in the first quarter of 2021, when Joe Biden took over the Oval Office, we grew at 6%. That's a very healthy growth rate.
Exactly.
Jobs were coming back. Everything was returning to normal. But then they decided they had to push through that $1.9 trillion atrocious American Rescue Plan, and the only people who needed rescuing at that point were Democrats who basically knew that they were on very thin ice, had won a very slim majority in Congress. And so they just doled out, you know, just think about it, almost $2 trillion.
Yeah.
So that began the inflationary spiral. We won't hear much about the cost of living under Joe Biden, although in fairness, it has been coming down because of what the Federal Reserve is doing. But Joe Biden will take no responsibility for the fact that 78% of economists think we're about to go into recession thanks to the inflation that he created.
Exactly.
That is the dots. The good news is Americans connect those dots. They know we're spending too much money. You know, I'm sure he'll take pot shots at Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans for wanting to cut spending. He'll say they have no plan, which unfortunately at this moment is true. The GOP has not come up with detailed proposals for how to cut spending. You know, my view would be just 5% across the board. Just cut everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No arguments, no discussion. Everything goes down 5%. It
right.
won't happen, but that's the way they should get through this minefield of Republican adherence to the idea that a Department of Defense can never stop, can never cut spending. That's just false. We mm-hmm. all know it's false. We know mm-hmm. there's fat and pork in all these agencies.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And how much duplicative waste do we have? I mean, don't even get me started there.
Exactly.
The other thing, too, Liz, in all this that Joe Biden did, he killed our energy sector in
yeah.
one fell
yeah.
swoop on the first day. I mean, that was, boy, that was the flame. And then you throw, you know, trillions of dollars. I mean, since March of 2020, he's added $7 trillion to the debt. We're at $31
yeah.
trillion counting.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So all this is exacerbating the headwinds of recession, inflation. We're all feeling it. This is all done by Joe Biden. But in spite of that, see, this is what is so telling about American ingenuity and we the people is that in spite of him tying our hands behind our back, we're still fighting back and we are being productive, which has got to mess up the globalists because they want America so weak so that the people will just say, okay, we surrender. We got to look to Joe Biden to save us, right?
Yeah. You know, the globalists are having a bad decade, the truth is, because Americans, thanks to Donald Trump, and I think this is truly his greatest legacy sort of forever, Americans woke up to what was going on with China. And China now is a country that most Americans think is hostile to us, which they certainly are. Acts like throwing this spy balloon over Montana just confirm what everybody knows to be true, which these people mean us no good. But Trump really brought that to the fore. And it is one of the most astonishing things that the Biden administration did was overturn various measures that Trump had put in place to limit the influence of China in our economy. We can all speculate about why that's so, how Joe and Hunter Biden took tens of millions of dollars out of China. I leave that to others. But the reality is there is corruption, certainly in China. It's the most corrupt, one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And I believe there's corruption in our White House. So, you know, that's a very unhappy kind of thought. No one American wants to think their president is compromised. I believe he is. But in any event, that is an ongoing sore point. And I don't really know how, you know, with the globalists are pushing very hard for all these multinational institutions, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, et cetera, basically to become the organizations that dictate to us.
Yes, exactly.
And rules and regulations. Americans aren't aware of this, but I have talked to the heads of some of these organizations, and they are horrified by the fact that Americans just sit there and they nod their heads like bobblehead dolls. And then they say, oh, yes, we sign on for and the World Health Organization did something recently. It was just outrageous. And I didn't see any pushback from the American government at all. I mean, so we have to watch this. It's a big deal. I think Republicans are wary of it. Democrats, not so much.
Well, we've talked a lot about elite capturing, and the Chinese have done a great job. And I agree with you with Joe Biden. I think it's, you know, quite interesting in contrast. And this is what the last several years has been, is there's a clear contrast. And you can thank Donald Trump for this. You can thank COVID for it, because there's no gray area. It's black and white. Black and white that Donald Trump is, he's even impeached over a document that was started by Hillary Clinton as political Oppo research. They knew it was false. The FBI knew. Everybody knew. All God's children just about knew it was false. And no, we were led to believe, and we spent $70 million of the people's money, had all these Democratic attorneys doing all this research, the Mueller investigation, everything else, on this silly, ridiculous report that people knew from the get-go. Yeah. Meanwhile, you've got Hunter Biden's laptop that they said was misinformation, 50 intelligence officers and associates and colleagues all claiming, oh, it was Russian disinformation, social media.
And Joe Biden went along with that.
Exactly.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. And so now here it is. Now we find out that everything that they put tinfoil hats on our heads for is now true. So you get your tinfoil hat back. And now what are you going to do with this real information that Hunter Biden now has admitted? And now in political parlance, I love this, Liz, he's turning it around, and now he's the victim somehow.
Yeah, it's just extraordinary. They're trying to create a sympathy movement for Hunter Biden. Good luck with that. I think he's such a despicable person. I really can't imagine that many people are going to fall for it. But that's what they're trying to do, to say, oh, private information. It's no longer private information if you abandon a product and the person trying to get it back to you goes, opens your laptop and finds all this horrible information, turns it over to the FBI.
Exactly.
The FBI's had this since 2019. What have they done with it? Good question, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, at some point, Chris Wray has to go. We've got to have a major cleaning out of the FBI. I'm frankly surprised that there isn't a bigger push for that, but I don't know where that would come from. So it's certainly not going to come from Joe Biden.
Well, like you say, there's so many targets here. It's like, where do you start to clean up the mess? Or if you just don't, you know, maybe it's like the days of disco when it was over in Chicago. We just put it in a big pile and burn it all up.
You know, I think that's what makes a lot of people on the right, like you and
without
me,
a doubt.
Sort of.
Liz Pink, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Grammy Awards red carpet will see the return of one very special guest. IBM Watson's artificial intelligence, delivering a data-driven fan experience during the show. Grammy Insights with Watson draws from over 20 million sources to share info about hundreds of Grammy nominees and winners live on screen as they walk the red carpet. Christy Kolsky, IBM Program Director.
Music's biggest night is loaded with exciting artists and creators. And Grammy Insights with IBM Watson elevates the fan experience by sharing their inspiring stories on screen as they walk the red carpet, as well as on the artist pages on Grammy.com. This year, IBM is also helping the Recording Academy with design, implementation, and management of its member experience on Salesforce, developing world-class personalized journeys for more than 22,000 music professionals around the world.
Visit live.grammy.com during the 65th Annual Grammy Awards Red Carpet Livestream on Sunday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time to see Grammy Insights with Watson.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Still without answers in the Silver State, nearly a week after a gastrointestinal illness outbreak affected more than 100 children at an elementary school in Las Vegas, Nevada, students were taken outside the facility as they began uncontrollable vomiting. Officials with the Clark County School District and Southern Nevada Health District still do not know what happened Monday. Shall not be infringed with regards to the Second Amendment supersedes California lawmakers, but California's Department of Justice has decided to ignore the federal ruling and will continue to prohibit people with domestic violence restraining orders from getting a gun. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
Furthers my resolve to continue California's rightful position as a leader in the gun safety movement.
Friday, February 3rd is officially National Golden Retriever Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, DeRoy Murdoch there, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Not too bad, Bill. How about you?
Hey, doing wonderful. You're having all kinds of fun in New York, huh? I mean, the constant display of insanity and the loss of common sense. I mean, I think at any moment I'm waiting to see just heads exploding and gray matter all over the place. This is just crazy.
I was at Duane Reade last night picking up some milk and, you know, little supplies. Mm-hmm. And I was chatting with one of the managers there about the situation we've got over in Times Square. We've got this group of illegal aliens, almost all or all of whom are men, not mothers and dads and little children, which is the story the left likes to tell.
We're talking working-age men here, by the way, right?
Yeah, these are working-age single men. Sure. And they've been put up in this luxury hotel for the last several months, paid for by yours truly and my neighbors and my other taxpayers here in New York City. And the city wants to move them from that hotel to some kind of a shelter in Brooklyn. Mm. And they're refusing to move. They're saying, no, we like it here. We want to stay.
Of course.
And they want room service and spa treatments and maybe manicures and pedicures and whatnot, paid for by, again, the taxpayers of New York. And the attitude is, excuse me, we are happy in this hotel. We don't want to go to your shelter. And my thought is they should round these people up, take them down the Rio Grande, say, all right, you're more than welcome to leave, go across the Rio Grande, go to Mexico, and go home. If you're not happy here in New York City, you don't like the accommodations you have, you're two words, and they're not Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes. Adios.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos.
Yeah, I mean, hey, but this is what happens. You know, we've been talking more and more about it. You know, Pat Riley years ago talked about the disease of Moore, and it was relevant to basketball, but there was, you know, human relevance to this as well. And this is what's happened, is when the government gets involved and they start giving things away, there's never enough. And you just have the disease of Moore, and this is a classic example of it, with these illegal aliens who have come to the country, and they're siphoning off our resources. You know, and I keep reminding people, just since Joe Biden has been in office, since March of 2020, our national debt has increased by $7 trillion. And it's this kind of insanity that keeps exacerbating the problem.
You know, I think you're right about that. And I'll give you another great example of the problem of Moore as you describe it. It's a great, great expression. You may have heard a couple weeks ago, San Francisco came up with this brilliant idea that they want to give reparations payments of $5 million per black recipient. Okay, so let's assume that. Oh, but, you know, that sounds kind of crazy to me. Well, National Review Online interviewed somebody from one of the reparations commission, whatever it's called, and his argument was, no, that's too low. $5 million is not enough. It, you know, $5 million doesn't begin to pay for all the suffering black people have experienced over the last several hundred years, the terrible time blacks are having in this country, et cetera. So $5 million is not good enough. So, you know, even that's not generous enough. So you say that even there, after $5 million per person, the response isn't, thank you, I'll take it. The response is, no, that's not enough.
Right.
And by the way, if let's assume a $5 million is a fair amount, and we decided to give that same amount of money, since that's a fair reparations figure, to every one of America's 42 million black people, that would come to a total of $210 trillion. Mm-hmm. That's 670% of the $31.5 trillion national debt. $210 trillion, if you believe that for the entire black population, if you think that the San Francisco program at the original $5 million price tag is worth duplicating. I mean, we're beyond the Wizard of Oz. We're beyond Looney Tunes. We're beyond Daffy Duck. I mean, we're living in, I don't know what kind of fantasy land, where people break into this country, occupy hotel rooms in Times Square, and then complain when they're told to leave there and go to some other shelter. And their attitude is, thank you, sir. I'll go wherever you like. I'm so happy to be in America. Their response is, up yours. I like it here. You know, when does my Eggs Benedict order arrive? It's just, again, if we're doing a Three Stooges routine,
yes,
or an SNL sketch, we couldn't come up with anything.
No, you can't.
As bizarre and tragic comic as this.
Well, and you talk about reparations. It's like, okay, let's see the tab on this. How did you come up with $5 million? Did you stick your finger up in the air and go, well, yeah, it kind of feels like $5 million. Well, what about reparations for the people that died, you know, in order to free the slaves? 600,000 plus people that died, and a president who was assassinated so that blacks would be free. What kind of reparations do those families get? Or from the 5 million reparations, you pay out of that to these families that, you know, freed your butt to begin with?
Well, maybe that's the idea. You know, every black person gets 5 million. And then you turn around and send maybe, I don't know, let's say $2 million to the progeny of the people who died at or that were killed at Gettysburg and Shiloh and
right.
Antietam and places like that. I mean, yeah, I mean, those folks were killed. You know, they came home in boxes. A lot of them are just buried in the ground. They never even got proper graves. They're just in, you know, holes somewhere in the fields in the South and in Pennsylvania and other places like this. Yeah, maybe their offspring deserve to get some of this money, too.
See, but they missed the whole point here, DeRoy, in the process. You know, it wasn't like our founding fathers and the pilgrims came here, you know, with some sense of entitlement or a guarantee. They just wanted an opportunity. Give me a shot at it. Can I have a shot at doing and being the best I can be? I mean, what other country on the planet gives you that kind of opportunity? And what would you pay? What would you pay for that? I mean, to me, you know, like the old commercial, the old MasterCard, that's priceless.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Now, obviously, the slaves didn't come here, of their own volition. They were dragged over here. Right. But, you know, you certainly look at what their offspring have managed to do in this country, and the great, wonderful, beautiful, incredible things black people have done in this country, ranging from Booker T. Washington to Berry Gordy and Motown, yes, all the people in entertainment, the sports figures, Obama and his amazing political career, agree or disagree with him, he's been extremely as successful as you get in that business, mm-hmm, and then people who are not as famous, who are running grocery stores or running car dealerships or succeeding as good high school principals or elementary school teachers or just being good moms and dads.
Yeah.
Those people are successful, but there's this focus on the left that it's just resentment, failure. Black people are just downtrodden. We've never accomplished anything, endless suffering, and they never, ever look at all the wonderful, positive, impressive things that are models of behavior for other people. They never want to focus on that. Yeah. It's just a never-ending sob story of black failure. They never, ever focus on black success. I think that's a horrible thing.
Yeah, those stories are an anathema to them. You know, they come back and they go, oh, that's an exception, Bill. You don't know what you're doing. Well, wait a minute. There are millions of stories just like that here in this naked city, because what we get down to, DeRoy, is that what is the price of somebody enjoying their life? Doing what they've been designed with their God-given gifts to go out there and be the best version of themselves. And here it is. I mean, this is being lived out in spite of this craziness that's going on. But we need to hear more stories of this so that people can be encouraged to go, okay, you know what? I don't need to accept the status quo. I don't need to accept what the Democratic Party, their narrative, and what they're trying to sell me on. You know, some aristocracy. I was talking with somebody else, and I said, yeah, the way they spell aristocracy is E-R-R-O-R. You know, it is a big mistake, and it's killing people, you know, but our Constitution, based on Judeo-Christian principles, again, Almighty God who put these, you know, put the guidelines, the borderlines for us to be successful, put them in place. Our founding fathers, the pilgrims, came together and said, man, you know what? These guiding principles make a lot of sense. If we're within the lines and we color within these lines here, it's going to go well for us. And when we've done that, it has done that. And when we needed to course correct, what did we course correct? We course corrected to those standards, DeRoy. And when we did, it's worked, and it's been a win-win proposition for all concerned, hasn't it?
Well, you know, I like what you put about, you know, coloring within those lines and correcting back to that course. If you go back and listen to the wonderful I Have a Dream speech that Dr. Martin Luther King gave in 1963 at the National Mall, if you read it, he basically is holding up the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights and saying, okay, here's my receipt. Are you going to honor my receipt?
Exactly.
Going back to the American founding. He doesn't denounce the American founding. He upholds the American founding and says, you promised us this in 1776 and 1783, and here's our receipt. We're staying at the customer service window. We want you to live up to what you promised, holding like almost like a warranty or you know, product.
Exactly.
Kind
right.
of thing. And that's what he did. He didn't say tear down the country. He didn't say burn down the Constitution. He didn't say shred the Bill of Rights. He said, these are beautiful, beautiful things. Will you live up to your promise? And that was a beautiful thing. And now you've got the exact opposite idea back to San Francisco. Another brilliant idea they have, back to reparations. You think it's a one-time payment. Somebody else is saying that everybody on low income should get $97,000 and that income funding level should continue, I'm not joking about this, for 250 years.
Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, as we were wrapping up that first segment, you know, what you had to share with us was so important, and people need to really ponder on the big difference between what Martin Luther King Jr. was doing and calling into question the founding principles, that we needed to live up to that standard. But it wasn't just for blacks, it was for everybody, because when we live up to these standards that are outlined in this wonderful document, including the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, it is win-win for everybody, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, these principles, these ideas, which unfortunately too many people either take for granted or much less with which they're not even familiar, at the time they were introduced were completely radical, unheard of. The idea that government doesn't derive its power just by being born from the loins of a queen and then growing up in a palace and having a crown put on your head once you turn 18 or 25 or 30, mm-hmm. but that you, as the government, only receive the power with the consent of the governed, when the people for whom you serve as a public servant put their power, rest it in your hands for 4 to 8 years, however long it is, mm-hmm. and have you govern over their public affairs while they, the people, remain sovereign. This is a radical idea back in the late 18th century. Now it's sort of the international norm. But that was an amazing breakthrough in human development. And to go back to that principle and the idea of limited government, the idea of individual rights with which we're born, not given to us by government, and free enterprise, limited government, these ideas were radical ideas. They helped turn this country from basically a giant forest from the East Coast to the West Coast into the most thriving and successful superpower ever known to man. And that's what made this country great. And the more we escape those principles and put space between ourselves and them, the worse this country gets, the closer, the more we rediscover those principles and reinvigorate them, the better off this country is, as we saw under President Reagan, as we saw under President Trump, and as the opposite of what we're seeing under Biden, who seems to run away from the Constitution. And you can see in 2 years what total bedlam has been unleashed in this country in just a matter of 24 months.
Exactly. Well, because Joe Biden and the Democrats want you to believe the exact opposite of what the Constitution says. Like you said, these are God-given rights. And the Democrats say, oh, no, not God-given. You know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Barack Obama, the Democratic Party, they give you these rights. Oh, do they? You see, this is the rub here, and people need to see what they're doing and how they're hijacking our Constitution and language to fit their narrative to sell us a big lie. You know, and the further we get away from God, which is what they're promoting, it plays into their hands, and we end up being captured, and we lose our freedoms, because our freedom, as I was talking with a Marine Corps major the other day, because she says, well, our freedoms, you know, come from that. I said, well, with all due respect, ma'am, let me give you the bottom line here. The freedoms are God-given. You know, you don't want the freedoms created by man, because man is limited. God, in his ultimate beneficence and his almighty grace and power, has the freedom and control of it to dole it out, and he makes it available free of charge. The government wants to charge you for it. And then it's not even real freedom. It's some, some counterfeit, and we're led to believe that somehow, you know, it's freedom. No, it's freedom light, not freedom genuine, is it?
Well, yeah, and the flip side of what you just said, the idea that government gives us our freedoms is, well, if the government give it to it, they can take it away.
Exactly.
And this is why you see people on the left say, okay, we're just going to take your gas stoves. That's it. Kiss your gas stoves goodbye. You won't see any of those. Or, you know, this business where unfortunately the left is gung-ho for censorship. Oh, well, we don't like this website of yours. We're just going to shut it down. If the New York Post and you want to talk about the Hunter Biden story, we're just going to shut down the website of the biggest, the oldest newspaper in America for 15 days just before the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't like menthol cigarettes. Well, we're just going to take those away. You don't like your Juul vape things. We're just going to take those away. I mean, the idea on the left is, you know, since we give you this stuff because we're the big government and we're, you know, like Santa Claus, we're just going to snatch it back. Like, like an angry school principal going to your, you know, after raiding your locker.
Right.
You know, there's no sense of humility if these people on the left and Democrat Party think that their job is just to give stuff to us. Well, just as easily they can snatch it right back. Mm-hmm. And that's their idea.
Right. So if some outbreak like COVID comes in, we're going to tell you what to do. We are going to abandon any kind of true scientific evaluation because we know better. And here it is, after 2.5 years, what we've gone through, DeRoy. I mean, this sums up what government can do to you and what it's done to us, doesn't it? I mean, this is a classic case. All you got to do is just do a cursory study of what we endured during COVID. And guess what? It's coming back even worse to a theater near you.
Well, that's right. And look, it'd be one thing in places like California and here in New York where I live, where we had these lockdowns, kids weren't going to school. In Manhattan, where I live, for probably a better part of almost, I guess, 3 going on 4 months, you know, no restaurants, no bars, no shops. You could pick up groceries, go to the drugstore. That's really about it. Now, if in return for all that, we had decent COVID numbers and we stayed healthy, you could say, all right, well, we wrecked our economy. We lost our freedoms. But at least we stayed healthy. No, that didn't happen at all. We lost our freedoms. We impoverished ourselves. And we had the worst COVID numbers in the country, with 15,000 old people killed because former Governor Cuomo and his brilliance decided it would be a really good idea to take COVID-positive seniors and put them into a mandate. It was actually law said you must accept COVID-19 seniors at old folks' homes and senior centers and so on. And these poor seniors are sitting there who are COVID-negative, got infected, and 15,000 dropped dead.
Yeah.
So we can't even say, yep, we're broke. We're impoverished, but we're healthy. No, we're broke, impoverished, and the sickest people in America as a result of COVID. That happened in California, and where you are in Florida, you guys basically stayed open. You did. You kept your freedoms. You remained economically prosperous. And guess what? Some of the best COVID figures in terms of low infections and high recovery rates and comparatively low deaths. Unbelievable.
And the thing that's so crazy about this, the worst thing that happened to Governor Cuomo, he lost his job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Thousands of people die on his watch by his dictate, and all he does is lose his job. This is messed up.
He lost his job because of the Me Too business with harassment of women on his staff, and that was a terrible thing. But, you know, he harassed these women, yet you have 15,000 dead bodies as a direct result of his completely idiotic, evil, and disastrous policy. He paid no political price for that. He paid no legal price for that. Mm-hmm. Where he did get in trouble was with the business with the sexual harassment. That's what finally got him out of office.
Well, the thing that amazed me, too, is that here's a party that can't even identify what a woman is. How can, if you can't even identify the genders, how do you have sexual harassment? Just asking the question out there. We'll set that aside because I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because I want to talk about Tyree Nichols. You write, here we got five black cops kill a black man in Memphis. Yes, that's the headline, ladies and gentlemen. Five black cops kill a black man in Memphis, and the real killer is white supremacy. Say what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm working on this piece. It'll go out to newspapers in a couple days, so take a look for it. My headline is Tyree Nichols fatally beaten by invisible white people.
Mm.
And that's pretty much what the left wants us to believe, you know, that even though these five cops who are now ex-cops, they were fired, we've seen them on videotape in this atrocity, this horrible attack on this guy who apparently was just having a traffic stop and he's now dead. You've got these various people like Maxwell Frost from your state of Florida, freshman congressman. He says it doesn't matter what color these police officers are. The murder of Tyree Nichols is anti-black and the result of a system built on white supremacy. Then you've got Cori Bush. She's a congresswoman from Missouri. And she says merely diversifying police forces will never address the violent racist architecture that underpins our entire criminal legal system. The mere presence of black officers does not stop policing from being a tool of white supremacy. So over and over, you've got these people on the left who are saying, well, the real culprit behind the death of Tyree Nichols is not the five cops who we all saw on the videotape beating this poor man to death. White supremacy did it. So presumably black people are just, you know, we're puppets. We're like, you know, like Jim Henson and Big Bird and Kermit the Frog. And, you know, we're manipulated by white folks. So, you know, I figure if we do good things, like if Denzel Washington wins another Academy Award, does he get up and, you know, receive honors for his great talent? Or does he say, well, I didn't really do this. It was really, you know, Thomas Edison and Alfred Hitchcock and Samuel Goldwyn and the former, white folks who prospered in Hollywood in the 30s and 40s. You know, thank them because they really did this. So, you know, I don't deserve this award. Then he can just give it back and walk off stage.
And we'll have not a mic drop, but an Oscar drop, right?
Yeah.
As he walks off.
The Oscars. I don't deserve this. Drop the Oscars. I thank Alfred Hitchcock for this. Give it to him. Send it to his family. I'm out of here. I mean, it's just unbelievable. What these people on the left have done is they have treated black people as a result of this never-ending white racism as basically people without any moral agency.
Yes.
According to them, we're not in control. It's white supremacy. So we're incapable of making decisions as to good and evil. We're totally controlled by, you know, the ghost of Robert Byrd and the ghost of Jefferson Davis. And, you know, we're just being pushed around like little toys, little pawns on a chessboard, and we have no control of ourselves.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything more condescending, degrading, anti-black, and racist than that. I don't think David Duke could come up with a more bigoted idea than black people have no control. They're all controlled by white racists, which is really what the left has been pushing as a result of this horrible, reprehensible attack and killing of Tyree Nichols in Memphis.
Well, and the thing is that's so insidious about this, the bottom line, DeRoy, is they have an end game in mind. Right now, we're not seeing it. It's up their sleeves. There is an end game objective in all this. And we'll have to talk about it the next time we get together. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other net.